The link between poverty and poor school performance is pretty well known. The Determination Center on Syracuse's southwest side is trying to do something about it, but might be toiling in obscurity. Congressmember John Katko took a tour and noted how kids need help overcoming the issues of poverty.
The family issues, teenage moms having babies, the lack of pure nutrition, and the lack of reading skills and getting them caught up. You're talking about trying to teach people simply how to read at third grade. In the suburban school districts, they're on to bigger and better things already. Mm-hmm. That's why places like this are so important.
The center is the vision of Betty Graham, who founded it in 2007. She and her sons draw very little salary to help 75 to 80 children in after-school and summer programs.
We do help with homework. We do different types of things, helping the kids, helping the families. We do different types of activities that take them outside of their norms. Golfing, bowling, baseball, whatever they want to do, that's what we do.
Graham focuses on reading with the children. There's a stocked library, a computer room, other classrooms, and a play space. But the center also has anti-gang programs, parenting for young mothers, and a Real Men, Real Fathers program. Keep kids off the streets, save their lives, she says. Her efforts drew the attention of Greg Cooper, who's now board president.
And I went through the classrooms and I saw the kids eager to learn, respectful, learning discipline, and really eating it up. It wasn't a situation where they felt like they had to be here. They wanted to be here, and they wanted to learn, and they wanted the atmosphere, and the loving nature of Betty Graham with these kids is totally amazing.
Cooper encourages donations, but also wants people to volunteer, maybe retired music instructors or English teachers or phys ed teachers, anyone who could help the kids. Information is at thedeterminationcenter.org. Chris Bolt, WAER News.